Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to the very first episode of Relationship Marketing 101 in the new year. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. Calling to you live this week from beautiful sunny Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com with us today. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello there. I am really excited about starting off the brand new year, and I am calling from the partly sunny, beautiful Ozarks of Missouri.
And we want to get started today by first apologizing for our wonderful technology issues today.
Mm-hmm.
Rhonda, you want to share the story?
So, you know, I went in and I set up to make sure we'd have shows available to run and the recurring show thing like I do every so often, you know, for this year. And lo and behold, I go to call in and it says, there's no show for an hour. And I'm like, what? And Gina calls me and goes, what the heck? So there is some really kind of weird technology thing. It may be because I call in from a different time zone than what the show is set to. I really don't know. But anyway, it's been one of those, well, hey, we're going to start the year off with a good laugh and a big glitch. And just to show you, no matter what happens, the show goes on. You roll with it, and I'm really happy to have been raised by showbiz parents because, to me, I just kind of laugh and go, oh, well, the show's going on, no problem. And fortunately, Lasse is understanding, and he knows how technology goes, and he is here now, which is cool, and just really excited. So,
well, we will still be with all of you for the next hour. And
yep.
We will still have an incredible show for you, but we're just doing it a little bit off of normal time.
Yes, we are, and I just did unmute Lasse. And so I would just like to go ahead and introduce him, and I know he'll have to leave early because of our time glitch, but that's really okay because I've been a student of his, and I'll have all kinds of gems from him to share. Our guest today is Lasse. And he is the international number one best-selling author of Smart Social Media. He not only is great with the 2.0 technologies in Facebook and YouTube in particular, and working with and how small businesses and entrepreneurs can use the social media technologies to grow your business and build your following and all of those good things. He has a new book that's also coming out, which I know will be a bestseller, about 101 video marketing tips. And I looked a little bit ago. It wasn't up yet, but it should be very soon. And so Lasse has just taken the world by storm, going all over the world. He has trained social media consultants in Spain and England and the U.S. and Dubai and I believe South America and just many, many continents that he has trained people. So he is absolutely somebody who knows his way around how you can use social media to share your message and grow your following in a way that does not alienate people. So Lasse, welcome to Relationship Marketing 101.
Yeah, thanks Rhonda and thanks for that amazing introduction.
Very cool. It's exciting to have you here. So and we are, of course, sorry about the glitches, but we know it'll be amazing. And as I shared with Lasse in a chat when I was saying, oh, I'm sorry, we're having this weird thing, it'll be an amazing show because you're just an awesome guest and an awesome person. I'm so excited to bring Lasse to our audience, Gina.
Well, I am glad that he is here as well. I've been looking forward to today's show. And I'm going to kind of stay quiet for a little bit and let you kind of get things rolling, Rhonda, since we only have Lasse for a short amount of time today.
Right. So, Lasse, I would just love for you to share with our audience, of all the things that you might have done with your life and business, how is it you got started with social media, and what decided you to be more of a trainer, not just somebody who uses it, but actually who is a coach of other people?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So I think I've always been interested on internet and using internet technology for communicating better. So ever since I was studying international business, like 15 years ago, I've always been thinking how we can use online strategies better. And basically something like 6 or 7 years ago, I started to see that some people were having videos on their website, like Corey Rudel and some others. And I was wondering how normal people could do the same without paying that much. And little by little, I think it was 2006 and 2007, I saw that you could upload videos to YouTube. And basically for me, it was like a common sense that we need to use not only text and images, but also use video. And also at the same time, MySpace was getting a lot of attraction. So I started to help business owners to use video marketing and social networking, and that's kind of like how I got started.
Excellent. That's really cool. And so you, but you're not only somebody who uses the technologies, but you're really very good at teaching it. And I know because I have been one of your students in your Smart Social Media program and have gotten so much out of it. So what was that caused you to really want to be teaching it as well, just as opposed to only doing it for business owners or for yourself?
I don't know. I think I'm always like excited to help people and especially help them to use something new that they are not aware of. And most business owners and most companies, they don't know the real power of online marketing, and they don't have time to learn the latest social media tricks and so on. So it's kind of like my DNA to help people and get them to communicate better and get them to have better presence. And also I enjoy people, so I think that's an important factor.
Yeah.
So I enjoy giving webinars and seminars and workshops, and that's what it's all about. That what makes social media and online marketing fun is the human aspect of the things.
Yeah, it does make it really fun. And you do such a great job at guiding people and sharing the best new tools and, evolving as things do, of course, change very quickly in the social media landscape. I mean, MySpace is, not on the map anymore at all. And YouTube has grown up and put on its big boy pants now and all these other things that have happened. Things have changed quite a bit. So you're really in an area where, boy, you have to keep on the cutting edge because things are just changing so quickly. So as you think about the way that things are moving forward with the social media, of course, Facebook is a big deal, and Google Plus and LinkedIn and YouTube and so forth all are big players in this arena. If somebody is just starting their business, and many of our people are in the early stages of building their business, how do you help people just to navigate this? Oh my gosh, all these sites, and then there's Pinterest and Instagram and all of that, and then there's just all these new things. How do you help them keep it sane?
Right, and I think that's a great question. I think the main thing is to understand what is your social media strategy, and it all starts by identifying your ideal client. So who is your client, and also what do you want to promote? Some people want to use social media to promote their webinar, and some people want to promote, their services or products and so on. So define what is your client, what do you want to promote, and also try to create some kind of thing where you can identify who is taking care of your social media. So that's also a really important question. You know, are you doing it yourself? Are you outsourcing it to some external person, or is somebody in your inside your company doing it for you? And then the other thing, what is your budget? Like, are you using, you know, paid advertising, like, for example, Facebook advertising and so on and so forth? So start answering these kind of questions will give you a lot of clarity. And also, I would say you always want to start with Facebook. And most companies and most business owners want to start with Facebook. And also, video marketing is so easy in a way that you can set yourself apart from your competitors simply making short videos. And these can be screen capture videos or videos where you show your face. And like you mentioned, I'm just finishing a book, which I hope will be in this really quickly on Kindle. So in there I talk that nowadays we need to do a lot of short videos because YouTube ranks better videos that people watch until the end. And as a company or business owner, what you need to do is focus on doing two kind of videos. One is video tutorials, and just try to do as many of them as you can. And the other is try to do questions and answers videos, where you simply get questions from your audience and your best clients, mm-hmm. and you answer one question per video. So so that's important. And then depending on what kind of business you are in, Pinterest might be interesting, or if you are more like a consultant or something like that, then LinkedIn is really interesting, and so on and so forth. So it all depends on what is your business, really, mm-hmm. and what are you focusing on.
One thing I really love about the way that you teach and the way that you structure your program as somebody who has been through it is that you do focus on the strategy. You don't just go, okay, here's how to use this one thing, but you really have people get in touch with where is that audience hanging out, because wherever the audience is where you need to be. And, you know, really going into using the tools based on the audience, based on where they are, what's working now. And, boy, I sure do see a change in the videos. I remember a few years ago, if you had a video that was 7 or 8 minutes, if it was really good, people would probably sit through most of it. Now you're lucky to get 3 minutes out of people.
Yep.
In some cases, even 2 minutes is a stretch.
Right, exactly. You know, I was watching a video yesterday where somebody had kind of basically curated their own blog post in video format and talked it through. And it was really good, but it was about 14 minutes long. And I said to him, you know, this could be a weekend workshop. There was just way too much for people to be able to follow, even though it was actually very good. I was like, man, if somebody had just seen this strategy for the first time, there's no way they would know what they have to do. It's way too much, way too fast. You know, and people really do need that smaller bite.
Yep.
We'll feed them an elephant.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And I want to add there that many people are nowadays watching videos with their iPhone or Android or tablet or iPad. So you have to understand that they might be watching your videos on a bus or metro or something like that. So try to keep your videos short. And also, if they are longer, then you need to do a good introduction and a big promise that you have to later deliver, but promise of why they should be watching the 5 or 6 minutes and so on. So if your video is longer, you focus on doing really good introduction to it because people mm-hmm. are so distracted today.
Right. Really good advice. So have you done very much, let's say, with LinkedIn events and Google Plus events?
Google Plus? You mean Google Plus Hangouts?
No. Google Plus now has Google Plus Events.
Events,
just like
yeah.
Facebook events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't used those that much, but I think Google Hangout is a great tool, and I also think it's a really big game changer because you can basically have like a webinar and it's totally free. Plus, people can see your face, and you can also insert it to any website and so on. So I think Google Hangouts is a great tool. And in general, talking about Google Plus, I think this will be the year that it will be more and more important, because Google is forcing people to join Google Plus. And also the SEO benefits are all the time bigger. And so I see, you know, all the time more and more reasons to be more active on Google Plus. Although there's a lot of inactive people, it's not like Facebook now, but you will get some, you know, some other benefits of being there or sharing your content there. And also, by the way, we mentioned that you should always share your YouTube videos inside Google Plus. That also helps a bit to rank them.
Well, I'm really looking forward to trying out the Google Plus events feature. It is, to me, way, way more powerful than Facebook events, and here's why. When you create an event on Google Plus, it's much like the way you would create an event on Facebook, only it makes it a lot easier to do a Google Plus event through either a page or a profile. You can do that in Facebook, but it works differently. Once you've created the event on Google Plus, it asks you what you want to do with it. You can make it public, you can invite people in your circles, and you can also invite anyone that's a contact in Gmail. When you send it to either your circles or people who are contacts, it adds your event to that person's Google Calendar, and it does it in a way that puts your picture on their calendar. And just like any other event or item in a calendar, it then triggers an email invitation to the person. And even if they say no, the most it does is put a line through the event in that person's calendar, but it never takes it off or takes your picture off.
Right.
I think it's going to be a really, really powerful way of getting more people to attend your webinars, whether they're live or replays.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also use it in conjunction with a Hangout.
Yeah. That's great. Those are awesome features, for sure.
Yeah, it really is. And Rhonda, I know I told you about the LinkedIn event the other day. As of yesterday, they've already done away with LinkedIn events.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that funny?
That really
is. I just found out about them, and now they're already gone.
That is just amazing. Wow. I had no idea. I hadn't tried to do one yet, but I would have been playing in LinkedIn this week, so that's pretty interesting.
Yep. Go play in Google Plus instead.
Yep.
I think Google Plus is really going to be a game changer for a lot of people this year. And I think I hear you saying the same thing, Lasse, right?
Yeah. There's so many features like this. I'm sure most marketers or companies have no idea on how to leverage Google Plus events like you were sharing. And I see them introducing more and more features. So maybe, for example, Hangouts will be all the time better. You can already have it live as a YouTube. You can do live streaming on YouTube using Hangouts. And also, I just see they have like really aggressive strategy where more people are forced to use Google Plus in some shape or form. So it will be great, yeah.
How do you do live streaming on YouTube with a Hangout?
Well, it's quite simple, actually. The steps are that you have to have a Google Plus account. Once you have a Google Plus account, on the right-hand side, you select that you want to do a Hangout, and you click on Start Hangout. And when you do Start Hangout, actually, let me see what it says now. I was just doing a tutorial about this last week. But basically, it will say if you want to do a live Hangout, let me see what's the... once you go there, it will ask if you want to connect it with YouTube. And if you put yes, it will ask you what is your YouTube channel. So you have to connect your Google Plus account with the YouTube account. And basically, that's it. Then you say, yeah, I want to do live streaming on YouTube. And basically, they will give you the URL where people can see it. And we did one like 1 month ago, and it was great because next to the video, people were able to ask questions on YouTube. And And that seemed to be really useful because people like it a lot. You know, it makes them feel, you know, great. And also they see that it's live and so on. So that's good. And the other thing I want to highlight is that once you stop this recording, you simply click on stop. And like in 2 minutes, it will be as a video on your YouTube channel, which is also extremely good because normally, you know, if you do webinars, you have to save them and edit them and render them and do million other things. And now you simply just stop, and in 2 minutes, it's on your YouTube channel and people can watch it. So really powerful.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
That's awesome. Yeah. Google is really going to give Facebook the heave-ho this year in very short order.
Yeah.
Wow.
Totally.
I'm really impressed.
Yeah, and the other thing is what I also noticed that when we did Google Plus Hangouts on YouTube, people trust more because it's done using Google, you know, so people, normal people trust Google, and they don't maybe trust friends like Ustream.tv, or maybe they don't know about it and so on. So at the end of the day, it's also beneficial for you. And by the way, just to confirm the text, when you go to click Start Hangout, you have to select the people you invite to participate, and then you put the name of the Hangout. And then there's a sort area where you put where it says Enable Hangouts on Air. So that's the name, Hangouts on Air, and that means that it will be live streamed on YouTube.
Hangouts on Air, baby. Love that. That's really
For Christmas, I decided to try doing a GoToWebinar with my family for Christmas. And while we got everybody into the webinar and everybody got their screen, their webcam started so we could see one another, the images in the live video from each person were so small that some of my older relatives really, really had a hard time with it. And the video from the webcam tends to be kind of choppy. You can definitely see a big lag, and the slower the internet connection, the more lag there was. So for New Year's, we were going to do a webinar with the other side of my family, and I decided I would try using a Google Hangout instead of a GoToMeeting webinar just to see if it was any different. My family loved the experience of the Hangout. The quality of the video was 10 times better. You could actually get the picture bigger if you wanted to see a specific person, making it a lot easier for the older people to see. And my relatives are now going nuts with the Google Hangout. They want to do a Hangout every week.
Wow.
The GoToWebinar thing last week didn't really accomplish that same thing. Really, really made me sit back and think about using those Hangouts with my subscribers and my customers, because it really wowed them in a very big way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Most people trust Google, and it's easier for them to participate than some other third-party service. And also, as we are talking about Google+, I would like to highlight the Google+ communities, which is their way of doing something similar than Facebook groups. And it's also really interesting. They just started it like 1 month ago, more or less. And it's early days, but it's getting interesting. And I would recommend you guys, for example, open a community related to this show on Google+. And I'm participating in some communities, and there's good information. And so we'll see. Also, I have heard some people are starting to use them as, how do you say, to get better service for their clients. As a closed, instead of having a closed Facebook group, you could have a group on Google Plus communities. However, they don't have all the features yet as Facebook, but that's another thing. They are innovating and adding new features all the time.
Wow, yeah.
Wow.
Really powerful. That's going to be a lot of fun to play with and find out people may be more interactive in that sense, because Google does tend to make things pretty easy for the most part.
Yep. For sure, yeah.
The only thing they could make easier, at least as the last time I messed with it, is if you make a Google Plus page for your business or for whatever, having to like do all everything separately with that page, it doesn't automatically bring your people over to it very easily. So there are some things there that could be, but it's really great how many tools they have, and that the fact that they are integrating everything so seamlessly now, that's making a big difference.
Yep. Totally, yep.
Do you think that for an online business owner versus an offline business owner that they need to do things different with social media, or do they really do the same thing either way?
Well, maybe they do the same thing, but maybe the intensity or the amount of things that you do is different. But what I have found is that most people just think social media, or let's say most business owners think that social media is just having a Facebook page and a website, and that's it. So I highly recommend everybody to think innovative ways that you can separate yourself apart. And creating, for example, Google Hangouts once a month is something really interesting. Actually, some of my social media managers that I have been training, they have companies that they are now helping those companies to put Google Hangouts on a monthly basis just to answer the questions from their clients, you know, once a month. And it's really nice for building credibility and trust. And we have to highlight that one of the good things on Google Hangout is that people will see you live and they will kind of like trust you a bit more than seeing a video that you might have edited. And so that's one thing. Also, the other thing is I just recommend everybody to do, you know, more and more good quality content, which is a bit difficult if you are new to online marketing, but, you know, that's kind of like the direction where we are going. So if you're doing videos, just try to do better and more quantity and better quality than your neighbors. And then if you are writing articles, you have to do longer and more interesting and original. And but yeah, it's kind of like a combination of those two, and always trying to find something innovative like Google Hangouts, for example.
With Google Hangouts, I know that if you're just using the Hangout, that you're limited to having just a certain number of people be able to participate in it. But if you're tying that to YouTube, is there a limit in how many people can participate?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the limit of people who can join you and show their face is 10. I think that's the limit, 10 people. And,
I think so, too.
Yeah, and then on YouTube, there's no limit. So that's the other thing, which is amazing. You know, there's not that many companies who can compete with that other webinar
right.
provider. So it's totally unlimited. And I think the biggest audience that, or biggest thing that has been live streamed with Google Hangout was the thing when this guy jumped from the space, a few months
yeah.
ago. I think that was live stream and had like 5 million people watching it at once, which is quite a record.
Holy
so,
cow!
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's no limit for that.
Yeah, they just can't all show their face, obviously, but that's fine. You know, you don't need everyone to show their face. At least they can still participate. The other thing is it's so easy now. You don't have to go and upload it to S3 or do whatever to make it available for people afterwards. It's just right there in your YouTube account. And, of course, getting all that Google juice love.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And if I can add one more thing, which I think is really remarkable for this year, is that we have now, there's the first video on YouTube which has more than 1 billion views. So, and that's the Gangnam Style song.
I have actually never watched that. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I'm not one of the billion.
Yeah, and but it's really interesting because he uploaded that, I think, on August. So in the first 5 months, he had 1 billion views. And what's really interesting is that that's the first time that a song that has become such a phenomenon because he he allows people to do their own versions. So anybody can do, he's not suing them on copyright protection or anything like that. And that's one of the reasons why he's so popular. So just wanted to highlight that because it's really interesting on understanding where YouTube is going when it comes to mainstream. And, you know, if you create a song or something useful, you can allow other people to do their versions about it and then kind of like build your business that way. And he has already generated, I think, $8 million. So he's also making a lot of money at the same time as having people to make their own version of his song. So that's like a YouTube phenomena, which is really important to understand, and also something that, you know, everybody can think how they can model that or how they can, you know, do something similar.
That's incredible. What's the song that has had over a billion views now?
Gangnam Style. You haven't heard it?
I haven't.
Oh, you have been missing out. We'll send it to you.
Thank you.
You could be a billion and one.
There you go. Clearly, I have not been one of those 1 billion people either.
Well, me either. I do know what it is. I haven't seen it. I know people are going, you have to be kidding me, you two. What? You know.
Exactly, exactly. In fact, I'm just checking. I will send Rhonda the song to you. It has now 1.1 billion views, and it's growing like crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We got to get a life-changing message into something of that popular, Gina, and make it really worth it.
No questions asked there, Rhonda. Wow.
Wow. Really amazing. Yeah. So, and I want to mention Lasse's book, Smart Social Media, which you can buy on Amazon. It's in print. It's on Kindle. And I helped him with his book and his bestseller campaign, and that was such a joy. I'm just so excited for your success. He went bestseller while he was at a party. He didn't even know it at first.
Oh, that's too funny.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah, and I have to say thanks, Rhonda, for all your strategies. So it's good to highlight that it was a bestseller on both languages, in English and in Spanish. And in Spain, it was the second most sold book among all the books, you know, in the first week it came out.
Every book, using
your strategy. So it has been a fun to see it growing and so on.
And was it intentional to do it in both languages at the same time?
Well, we first launched the English version, and then next month after that, we launched the Spanish version. So we didn't do it at the same time, but more or less. And now I'm doing the new one about video marketing, and we are doing the same. First, we launch on English, and then 1 month later in Spanish. And by the way, one tip for everybody, one thing that was also working well was on Facebook, on my Facebook page. Before I launched the book, I was asking people, I created like a contest where they had to answer how many pages my book has. So everybody started to guess like, oh, I think it has 110 and so on. So we had a lot of people participating. And when it came out, then it was so much easier to, you know, it was like a no-brainer for everybody to get it who wanted. And also we were using the Facebook promoted post, which I really like. It's like once you have, let's say, 400 fans on your Facebook page or more, you want to start using promoted post for the most important posts that you have. For example, that was one thing that really helped us to get a lot of sales, was to simply say that now it's available, and then using those promoted posts so people saw it and so on.
So for our listeners who don't know what that is, can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So on Facebook, when you have a Facebook page and you post whatever picture or link, most people will never see it. So most of your fans will not see it. Only like 20% or 15% will see it. And however, there's a feature called promoted post. So it's a type of advertising where you can advertise or pay money so that particular content gets more, you know, gets more attraction and more or bigger percentage of your fans will see it. And for example, when you do this, you can set the budget for, you know, $4 per post or $8, whatever you want, and you can see how many people you can reach. And I would also like to highlight that this feature is available for those Facebook pages that have more than 400 fans. If you're just starting out and you have 20 or 100 fans, you don't see this yet. But if you have more than 400 and you go to post something, it says promote just under where the text is, and it says promote, and you click there and you get all the details, and it's really easy to understand how to use it.
Yes.
Great.
Really good to know. That's excellent. And I do want to mention with the book Smart Social Media, it's geared for helping people to be a consultant for companies. However, I will say that it has a lot of really helpful tips for you for your own business as well. And certainly I use the strategies for my business as well. I do have a social media client that's a restaurant. A friend of mine owns it. But so it is really good, and one thing it'll help you do is to develop a strategy for your Facebook and for your video in particular, and just help you get an overall strategy for your social media. Because just like anything else, whether it's book marketing or social media or growing your business, you can't just kind of go fly by the seat of your pants.
Right. Really got to plan it out strategically.
Yep.
So in the short time that we have left with Lasse, Rhonda, what else would you like him to share with our listeners?
So I would just like to share a tip with Lasse, if I might, with his book, since he now has two of them, or will in a moment have two of them, something else that you can do, and then I'll have some questions for you. But, you know, we like to be of value to our guests as well. Is that, Lasse, one thing you might consider is to bundle those books together into a package and give them at a discount together. If somebody buys in Kindle the Smart Social Media and the Video Marketing Tips book together, so that'll be something you can put out, you know, down the road a little bit after you've launched it separately.
Oh, good. And that's a great idea. Yeah, definitely. And I will put that. I will announce that on my own website, or can you say that inside Amazon.com? Can you do it, or would the text about that be in my website?
Well, it can be anywhere that you want, but what you will do is you will bundle the books yourself, and you will republish a third volume, in other words, that has a combined volume, you know, like both of the covers side by side, essentially, so they're getting those two together. So, you know, if let's say that they're $5.99 a piece or whatever, you know, then instead of buying them separately, somebody perhaps could pay $7.99 and get both of them. And you would package them yourself, and it's like just adding one book onto the back of the other, and then be able to price them. So that can be really helpful when you're doing a series or connected books that are on a similar enough topic.
Yeah, great tip. Thanks for that. We'll definitely have to apply it, yeah. Thanks so much.
And then you'll have three books instead of two, and you don't have to do it immediately. You can wait a little bit, but then that gives you, you know, an additional volume, and anybody else can do that as long as the books are related enough. I mean, I wouldn't do it with farming and knitting or something maybe necessarily, but just make sure it makes sense.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I need to plan for that. Thanks for sharing.
It'll be really fun. So as you, let's have you share from your upcoming book on 101 Video Marketing Tips for Small Businesses. What would be one of the tips that you could share with our listeners? That you've shared some things already, but what would be something else you can share that's from that upcoming book?
Sure. Let's see. Well, one thing is to really start learning how to use your mobile phone for consuming video content and also creating video content. So, you know, if you have an iPhone or iPad or whatever, the latest iPhone is, for example, extremely good for recording video. It's also really good for editing video and then sharing it immediately. So that's one tip that I highly, highly recommend. And actually, the last part of the book is all about, you know, iPhone and tablets and how to use them and all the best apps. And many times you don't have to buy expensive video camera. If you have a latest, let's say, iPhone or iPhone 4S or something like that, because there's so many apps and there's so many little accessories that you can get nowadays to make video look really professional when you shoot it with iPhone. So that's one thing. Really start understanding that that's where we are all going, so to speak. I also want to highlight that there's an extremely good application for iPhone, which is called YouTube Capture. So YouTube Capture, and basically that allows you to capture any video with your iPhone and immediately share on YouTube, but also on Google Plus and Facebook and Twitter and all the places. And also it allows you to go to your earlier videos that you have recorded before and also share those. And for small business owners, you know, or companies or marketers, that is really powerful when you are traveling and you quickly shoot a video and you can immediately upload it to YouTube. So that application is really great, and it just came out, like 1 month ago, a few weeks ago. Other thing is just start using better, let's say if you're doing YouTube marketing, start using better the analytics on YouTube, because there's so many great things you can learn from there. And just to give you one, like I mentioned before, the video retention is really important. So you will see what minute your people are leaving the video. So until when they are watching your video and then going away. And this is really important, because in one of my channels, most of the videos tend to be like 5 minutes or something. And when I go to these statistics, I can see that most people leave after 2 minutes, which means that I just simply need to do shorter videos. And also YouTube's algorithm now works such a way that the more people you have to watch your video until the end, the better the ranking of the video will be. So really start using YouTube Analytics. The other thing I like there is that you can see the geographical location of your people who are watching your videos. So, for example, I can see exactly that most of my people who are watching my videos are from U.S., United States. And also, when I go deeper, I can see that most of them are from New York, California, or Florida. And what that means for me is that I can then, next video, I can mention something related to those places or do a special video on how to do this and that in, you know, related to those places and so on. So start learning what is your audience and then think how you can make your next videos more suited to them, you know, something more interesting for them. So YouTube Analytics, I really like them. And obviously the other thing I didn't mention, but you can also see from which keywords you are getting most traffic. So you can see if people are finding you from some certain keyword or on YouTube or on Google and so on and so forth. So those are like three really important metrics that you should be tracking and always thinking how you can improve your videos based on that data that you get from YouTube Analytics.
Excellent.
And just for our listeners' benefit, when you're saying YouTube Analytics, are you talking about having someone go into Google Analytics and tie their Google Analytics together with YouTube, or is there a feature in YouTube that gives you analytics?
Yeah, so there's a feature inside YouTube, which is free for everybody, and it's integrated on the YouTube channel. And once you start your channel, it will take some time for it to populate and start working. But yeah, it's integrated and it's free for everybody.
Yep. And it's right there within your YouTube account, there is an analytics section. So you'll be able to see that for each video. It's really very cool, and it's helpful to know. And it's not only just how many views everything has. It really does go deep. So that's awesome. especially if you have certain words or certain local areas. Always good to know where your people are and find new ways to reach them. Give a special shout-out to all your friends in New York or Florida or wherever most people are from. Those kinds of things, you know, just will bring people a little closer to you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really beautiful.
Great.
So, yeah, so we have Lasse's book that's out now currently is Smart Social Media. I highly recommend that book. You can find it on Amazon for Kindle and in print and in Spanish as well. If you read and speak Spanish, you can get it that way. Lasse has such a strong Spanish community. It's really awesome that he is able to put the book out in Spanish and then also in English so that we can have it too. So.
Yep.
In the future, do you have any plans to put the book out in any other languages?
Well, not right now, as I'm doing marketing mostly in English and Spanish, so not right now. Some of my clients are from Italy, and they wanted to translate it to Italian, but so we'll see. I that's not my priority, let's say it like that, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, who knows, maybe a publisher will approach you for that in writing a different
yeah.
language. You never know.
Exactly,
great.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And so I know you also have, of course, you have Smart Social Media out now. You have 101 Video Marketing Tips. I know you have some other plans, and you're always doing tutorials that are free. People can find you on Facebook, and you can find Twitter is Lasse, L-A-S-S-E, Web 2-O, Lasse, Web 2-O, on Twitter if you'd like to follow Lasse there. And he's on YouTube and Facebook and all of the places that you would expect and does really good video trainings, and some of them are in some pretty cool locations too.
Yeah, I tried to do that. Actually, I'm just leaving to the U.S. Day after tomorrow, and I will be doing some videos on the Marketers Cruise. And Gina, actually, are you coming to the Marketers Cruise?
I am not.
Oh.
I'll be there for the party the night before, but I will not be on the ship.
Okay.
That's too bad. Well, you'll be able to see Andrea Wolf will be on the cruise, and you'll be able to connect with her. And she will look forward to that, I know.
I have a huge group of students that will be on the cruise. Make sure you connect with Lizette LaForge, who's the JV manager from Dave Van Hoose and Dustin Matthews from Seven Figure Speaking Empire. Make sure that you connect with her. She's got a ton of JV partners that she could throw your way.
Oh,
well,
that would be nice.
I'll get you connected this week before you leave, at least initially, so that you can then make further connections on the trip.
That would be great, Rhonda. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks, Gina, for that, and Rhonda. Yeah, that would be awesome. So what I was saying, in whenever I'm traveling, I try to do videos, and I just bought something on Amazon called Slingshot, which allows me to record iPhone videos more stable, and then when I'm in some port, I will upload them directly to YouTube. So that's kind of like the idea to give always surprise people with having some funny or interesting surroundings for your video, and also trying to do some video interviews with some of the folks that are coming to the Marketers Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that should be good. And I've heard Slingshot is a fantastic tool to use for that.
Yeah, it should be fun. I will get to see it the day after tomorrow, and I will be sure using it all the time.
Do you use a WordPress blog tied to other social media outlets to publish content in your blog in a way that gets into social media?
Like, do I automatically publish them from my blog? That it automatically go to Facebook and Twitter and so on?
Yes.
Yeah. So we are publishing on two different sites. One is in Spanish and one is in English. And on Twitter, it goes automatically. And also for Twitter, there's another great plugin, WordPress plugin. And I don't remember the name, but it's not that difficult to find later. And basically it's called, it will randomly get any of your posts on the WordPress blog and just randomly tweet it. So let's say that you go on vacation, it will be tweeting some of your posts in the meanwhile. And it's really useful because sometimes your earlier posts are really interesting for your followers on Twitter, and you know, you don't have to do anything. So that's one plugin that I recommend. And then the normal plugin that allows your post to automatically go to Twitter. When it comes to Facebook, we do it manually because it's more, how would I say, it's more beneficial. There's more impact. You can do it automatically, but we do it manually. And so I have my social media manager or assistant to do it on my Facebook page. And also when we share a post, we always take a picture of the post and then share the picture with the link. So I think that's a good tip to leave everybody. If you simply share link, that's like boring because, you know, you don't see. But take a screenshot of your post and then share that. And normally that will get more attraction and more comments and likes on Facebook than the other one would get.
Well, since you are doing some things through your blog to get content out to social media, you might like a new app that one of my students bought me for Christmas. It works on both the iPad and the iPhone. It's called Blogsy, B-L-O-G-S-Y.
Uh-huh.
You can use it to publish text, images, or videos to a WordPress blog. And it really does it in a really great, easy way. One of my favorite things about it is on both the iPad and the iPhone, you have a text-to-speech translator built in. So on my iPad, I can open up this Blogsy app, talk my blog post, and it automatically types it, gets it formatted right, and gets it published into WordPress and then out to social media.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fantastic app.
Wow. I need to get to start using that. That's a great time saver for everybody.
Well, I would think that with you being on the road and out in some great locations to shoot some videos, turn your iPad on at the same time and talk it, so now you get it into both video and text. That would be really good.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. That's definitely a game changer, I would say.
Yeah. The more creative formats you can get your stuff into, you don't need different content. You want the same content in as many creative formats as you can.
Can you say again the name of that app?
Blogsy, B-L-O-G, S like Sam, Y.
Ah, okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Little $10 app, great little app.
Wow.
That is for the iPad and iPhone.
Correct. They are supposedly coming out with an Android version later this year. Sometime in the spring, they said, for both Android phones and Android tablets.
Yep. There is a WordPress for Android app. I was just looking in the Play Store while you were talking about that.
I use the WordPress for Android app right now on my Android phone, and I love it. But I like this one even better because I can talk my post and get it into a typed format.
Right. I just meant for those who don't have an iPad at your disposal, at least if you have Android, that's another alternative for you.
I've been using the Android app on my phone for a couple years now. I'd bet at least half of my blog posts were typed on my Android and not on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Yeah. Love it.
That's really great. So, yeah, I just installed it on my tablet. I hadn't even thought to look for that, but that's very cool. Awesome. This has been so great, and what amazing tips, you know, with connecting everything, keeping your videos really short and targeted, and if you're using Facebook, you know, Lasse is so right about having a picture. Even if you're going to share a link to something, uploading a picture with it is very helpful. The other nice thing about pictures in Facebook is that then once the picture is there, you can go back and edit the text that goes along with it to say anything, so you can reuse the same picture for different purposes if you want to or whatever, and it's very helpful in that way. You can add things to it. So I've used that with, a local restaurant to change something about different specials or different hours or whatever, those kind of things. So lots of really fantastic tips, and I love hearing about the new apps, and I'm excited to see what you have in your video marketing book that, about some of the other apps as well.
Yeah, it's coming out soon. I cannot confirm when, but really soon. We are just doing the last bits of editing, and it should be good. I think there's a lot of 101 tips and strategies, so I hope some of those will be really useful for most people. So, good stuff. And also thanks for inviting me to this interview, and I have been also learning great things and really useful tools. So thanks for that.
Well, thank you so much, Lasse. If Rhonda and I can do anything else to help you, just let us know. I'll look for you at the party this weekend.
Perfect. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, thanks. And let's keep in contact. And also, thanks for doing this show every week. It's a lot of great content and a lot of good. Actually, I have to give also another plug for you guys. When I was writing and doing my writing, I got a lot of good ideas from different interviews you did. For example, one with Jim Donovan, I think, was really helpful for me to finish my book and so on. So
yeah.
I'm also
that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Our show is really a great library of resources. We've done, several years of 52 shows every year, and it's created quite a great database of helpful stuff for people who are marketers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Really helpful. Yeah.
It definitely has. So smartsocialmedia.biz, they can find out about your book. And once they get the bonuses and everything are going to be there, once they buy your book, the bonuses are excellent that come with it, really help you take action on things in the Smart Social Media book. Watch for 101 Video Marketing Tips. And definitely pick up Smart Social Media from Amazon, whether you want to be a social media consultant for someone else or not. It'll definitely help your own business.
Well, I am definitely going to grab a copy for myself because I haven't read it yet.
Oh, my gosh, Gina. Unbelievable. Great stuff. You know, some of the things I've shared with your students on calls relevant to Facebook and so forth have come from what I've learned from Lasse, and many of those things are in this book. So it's an absolute gem and something I do recommend to all of my students quite sincerely. Who are authors, because it's going to help you for your writing, for your business, for everything.
Do you have a target date for when the next one's going to be out, Lasse?
Well, it's difficult because as I'm traveling, it makes it a bit complicated. But I was about to say today, but I'm sure it will not be today. So
so they should look for it in the next week.
Yeah. Follow you guys, Rhonda's Twitter, and she will know, and Facebook.
Absolutely.
And so I will
sure
let her know.
Yeah. If you can get it published before you leave for America, then it should be up by the weekend, roughly, and it'll be there for when already.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be great. Yeah, and keep an eye out for it. Certainly, if you follow my facebook.com/awakenedauthor, you'll be able to see. I will mention when the new book comes out. Right there will be one of the first places I do that, because Lasse is one of my students as well. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, Lasse. And Rhonda and I will be back next week for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. See you all next week. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for arranging this.
Thanks, everyone, and thank you, Lasse. Great show.
Thanks, everybody. It was a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.